This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are 11 states in the nation that let in-home daycare providers bargain collectively, of which California is far and away the biggest. And this year, in a year that's already seen strong gains for organized labor, the union that represents 40,000 of those workers here won big in their fight for better paying benefits. From KQED, Daisy Nguyen has more.
Nancy Harvey opened an in-home daycare in Oakland 20 years ago. She was excited to start a neighborhood preschool, but when she left the corporate world to do that, she wasn't prepared for the low pay and lack of benefits.
I'd also worked in the school system, and a retirement plan was essential for anyone that worked a job. And I couldn't understand how this very valuable industry did not have that.
Home-based childcare providers like Harvey are small business owners who work for themselves. Karen Schulman is a policy expert with the National Women's Law Center. She says these small businesses often have slim profit margins.
We always talk about how child care workers are among the lowest paid workers, and these home-based child care workers are particularly low paid, even though they play a really crucial role.
Crucial because they offer a home setting for babies and toddlers who require more individualized care.
Or because they have the flexibility that fewer centers provide.
Home-based childcare providers also offer care for parents who work night or weekend shifts. These families often qualify for subsidies from the state, which then pays the childcare providers. But for years, providers complained the state payments were too low. So they thought, why not form a union to bargain for better pay?
We were organizing our union from zero.
Patricia Moran runs a daycare from her home in San Jose. She remembers organizing while kids were napping, making calls to other providers to get them involved. And when it came time to negotiate a contract, Moran says bargaining would sometimes go late.
I remember I slept like 2 hours because in my daycare, some parents are bringing the children at 5 o'clock in the morning. I need to be ready.
These talks coincided with the start of the pandemic. State Senator Nancy Skinner leads the Legislative Women's Caucus. She says the state had to step up its investments because many daycares permanently closed.
So we just saw this collapse that affected not only families, obviously, and the little kids that really deserve good child care, but also affected California's employers and our economy.
Nancy Harvey, the home-based provider in Oakland, says the pandemic was really a turning point for her workforce.
People really recognize that fact that, hey, this industry is important. We have set them aside long enough, and we can't do that.
Now, union members have state-funded health care, training, retirement benefits, and more pay. Harvey says having the chance to actually retire is a big change. Many childcare providers used to work into their final days.
I know of several personal stories in which providers literally took care of a child the night before they passed away.
At 61 years old, she now sees a pathway where she herself can retire and retire in dignity. In Oakland, I'm Daisy Nguyen for Marketplace.